Next case, please.
The next application is 11,766. Linda S. Shaw, trustee, seeks a variance from the side yard setback, section 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of California Avenue, approximately 139 feet east of North Bayshore Drive. The non-rural address is 15 California Avenue, Milton. The zoning district is MR. The tax district is 235-3.12-9.00. Specifically, they are requesting an 8-foot variance for the side. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition. We did receive one mail return. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Received no letters in support, no mail returns. We did receive one letter in opposition, which, of course, is eluding me. Help if I have the right application out. And this is from Lawrence Burke Trustee and Patricia Thompson Burke Trust. They are objecting to the application. They do not feel that there is a hardship, and the house was constructed within the last 10 to 15 years and was built in the county setbacks. And it appears that they would like to build a deck. Wanting a deck is no reason to approve the variance, and they were not able to be here tonight, so they did send an email. And they are located at 10 California Avenue, and they are the house across the street. Thank you.
So if you don't need to speak, can you say your name and address for the record?
Your mailing address.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you.
And sir, do you plan on speaking as well?
Yes.
Okay. I want to finally swear you as well. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Burr A. Shaw, 1773, Friar Building, Cooper, PA.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. I'm Linda Shaw. I live in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. I just recently purchased this house and 15 California Avenue in Milton. It's on Broad Hill Beach. And I bought it in November of 2015. And I would like to have a deck and porch on the house, build a deck and porch on the house. However, it's the uniqueness of the property is that the lot is very narrow. It's 50 foot wide and 100 foot deep. And it only allows for 11.8 feet between the house and the property on each side. I believe you have that on the survey that was recently done. Cannot be otherwise developed. In addition to the narrowness of the lot, the septic tanks are located in the front of the property with the sand mound in the rear. And in between, of course, is the distribution lines for the sewer lines. Because the proximity of the neighboring house to the east, the building a raised porch and deck on the west side of the house is the only alternative. That house to the west is a large lot, and their septic system adjoins my lot. So there's a nice deep area between the houses there. It's not created by the applicant. I recently purchased the property on November 13th of 2015, and the previous owner built the house. The neighbor to the east has a lot with similar dimensions, and their house is quite close to mine. Their house is almost identical, and the lot is just about identical. Virtually all the square footage of my lot is currently utilized by setbacks, the house, and the septic. I have no place to go. And I want a deck and porch. We have no outside living area at all. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Broad Hill Beach is a lovely residential community, as you know, with most of the homes having a porch or deck of some kind. I think my house is probably atypical because there's no deck or porch. The neighbor to the west has a large corner lot Their septic system is adjoining my property line where the proposed raised deck and porch would be built. Actually, adding the deck and the porch to the side of the house would make my house look more like the rest of the houses in the neighborhood, which I think is very true. And I wouldn't be affecting anybody else's sight lines, you know, to the water or anything. That wouldn't be an issue. Minimum variance. I'm hoping to build a raised porch and deck approximately the length of my house and 10 feet deep. Due to the interior room layout, steps within the deck and porch would be required. If it were necessary to make the deck and porch much narrower than 10 feet, there would not be very much room for furniture and comfortable movement. Also, it would not be possible due to underground utility lines, the septic lines that go from the tanks in the front to the sandman in the back. They go along that side of the property. And since we need a separation of approximately 18 inches from the utilities to the footings on the deck or porch, a 10-foot wide deck would be a necessity. They would be between the footings and the house. So, did I lose you? I think so. I'm sorry. It's late.
Don't understand that correct. The utility lines from the septic tank at the front to go to the mound septic at the back.
Yes.
Those lines run parallel to the house.
Correct.
The side property line.
Yes.
But if you were to have a narrower deck,
yes,
it would intrude on those lines. Is that what you're saying?
Correct, yes. That I wouldn't be able to build the deck there and therefore not be able to have a deck because, you know, it would be too close to the lines. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How much narrow would it be?
Pardon me?
How much narrow would it be? You got a 10-foot deck now.
I don't have a deck. I don't have a 10-foot. I have no deck now.
No.
Yeah.
You asked me for a 10-foot deck.
Yes.
How about an 8-foot deck? Should it offset it?
That's where the lines, when we had Denrek come out, he kind of guesstimated where the line, he said he doesn't know exactly where they ran them, but they're any place from 4 feet to 8 feet out from the house. And he said you can't be within 18 inches of that. So that's where it's either have a 3-foot deck or 10 foot, because if you have that area of 4 to 8 feet in there, that's kind of just the, you know.
No man's land.
Yeah, no. You don't want to be drilling in there.
You can't do that.
And you can't go to the opposite side.
The opposite side, the house, I think you have on the survey. You see, I have 11.8 feet on that east side.
Right.
And the neighboring house is almost exactly like mine. I think you have it on the packet of, you can see it.
They probably have like.
You can see the side of it. It's almost exactly like my house, and theirs is approximately the same as what mine.
But can you build it on that side?
Well, if I did, I'd be looking, I'd be.
We might have like maybe literally 8 foot to their
to
side.
To their side of their house.
You'd be right there. The other side, there's.
So they already have variance.
I don't know. I don't know what they have there.
I have no idea.
It's super tight to begin with, but.
I mean, we're close there. I mean, we're no more than 25 feet apart, seriously.
I don't think it's that much. But.
So if we were to build an 8-foot deck out from the house, we'd be like.
Well, there's 10-foot side yard setback, so right.
Yeah,
in theory, you should be 20 feet apart.
Should be 20, right?
Yes.
Should be, right?
Yes. But that's what I'm saying. We're no more than 20. We can't be any more than 25 feet apart. We just can't be.
So you can do the same thing on the opposite side then.
Well, on the opposite side. Oh, I mean on that side?
Yeah.
I could, but we'd be looking at the side of their house. We'd be literally looking into their windows. We'd be only 10 feet from them.
Well, you'd be looking on the other side then.
On the other side?
Yeah.
There's a septic system. They have a septic system there.
The other side, the lot, you probably have 50 foot from house to house.
Right. You can see on that
right now.
On that picture? I think you have that picture.
Yeah.
This is that other side. You can see their septic system, their mound right there.
That's an empty lot.
Yes, that's their sand mound.
And yeah, it's not, that's their sand mound, that's...
Say that, yeah. That's the difference.
That's empty lot beside you.
I don't think it's empty.
No, it's not. It's owned by the corner house.
Yeah, that's a whole, that whole like greenish spot, that's their sand mound there.
Yes.
Right in there.
Where the 1816 is, that number is. Yeah, that's their sand mound.
Their sand mound comes right, almost real close to our property line. But it makes the lot feel a lot larger just because it's... Now, on the other lot, we have, there's really nothing in between there. 20 feet, but that's what we're talking.
Okay, commissioners?
So this is going to be a three-story, the deck will be on the third floor, correct?
Yes, yes.
There's going to be a porch below that.
Yes.
And then it looks like there's going to be some parking space underneath it?
Yes, there could be, yes.
Okay. Now, that's a pretty big, you know, amount of square footage being added. Look at that compared to the home, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess the thing that I'm looking at is, how is this necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property? That's one of the major standards of granting variance.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've mentioned that you believe it's unique and it's not, you don't believe it's been created by you. Certainly it's up to the board to determine whether that's been met, but I don't know that I've really heard you address the standard of reasonable use.
Reasonable use?
Yes, it's one of the five standards that you had to address.
Okay.
And I don't... Maybe I missed it tonight, but I didn't really hear you address that standard. You know, in order for the board to grant a variance, the board has to be convinced that what you're asking for is necessary and able reasonable use of the property. That there's no other way the property can be used in strict conformity.
Well, because we do have the sand mound out back, the tanks in the front, and the other house being so tight
on the
east side, that's why we were kind of stuck with looking for the variance on that side.
Here's another question for you, and perhaps you want to address it, perhaps not. If you were to put this structure up, how are you going to be able to maintain your septic system and those septic lines? If there needs to be a vehicle that goes back there, to pump it out. How are they going to be able to access that? Because right now you've got, from the pictures I saw, you've got some space to be able to take a truck back there.
Mm-hmm.
If you put this three-story structure up there, the schematics that I saw doesn't get a whole lot of space for a large vehicle to go underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious as to how you would plan on pumping that septic tank out.
Well, the tanks
are
in the front.
The tanks are in the front.
Okay, the tanks in the front. Okay, let's say if there's any maintenance work that you've got to do. How are you
going to
get back there?
You can get a skid steer. I mean, if you wanted to, you could. You know, I mean, you can get a skid steer back there. It would be no problem,
Okay, so you believe that you'd be able to get back there even with this addition?
It wouldn't be any smaller than what it is now, to be honest with you, because we have 11 foot 8, and then we got 10 foot. So you got a 10, if you can pull a truck back there now, you could do it once it's done, pretty much. The only thing you have is the head, you know, but that would still be roughly, I would think, right about a 10-foot, 8 to 10 foot.
Because, and that's another reason why we really need the 10 foot.
How are you going to put screening on the porch?
Going to put screening on the porch?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a foot away from the property line, how do you get your eyes up there to put screening on the porch?
From the inside. Yes? Isn't that what you
You can't, obviously, if you build a structure, you have trim, you have screening.
screen, you have exterior.
Right.
What you gotta do, you can't build it all from inside.
Right.
No, you can't. You can't do it from the inside, but you still have that 1.8 feet at 18 inches. I mean, yes, it's going to be tight, but, yeah, it's only 50 foot by 100 foot lot, so it's...
And you did that then when you bought it, right?
When I bought it?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I knew that when I bought it, but I didn't honestly think it through and think, I don't have any outside space.
I guess...
So that you still have a reasonable use of your property, though, but all this debt, and you would still be able to use it, correct?
Well, it's a house, so you can live inside.
You can live inside of it, but I can't live outside of it.
But it would be nice to have a...
Outside area.
Wait, but again, you will have, still have reasonable use of your property, though. I'm just asking that question.
Yes. I guess it should be noted, too, and we don't even have a picture of it, but there is a door when the guy had built this house.
Yes.
He built it to have a deck on it. Whether he ran into the same thing or not, I highly doubt it. But he had a door out the second story, like kind of just facing our sand mound out there. So we have this door going to nowhere at this point, and that's where it was.
There's no egress.
Have you ever considered this get denied? What are you going to do then? If it happened to get denied, have you considered any other options?
No, not yet.
I don't know what plan B could... I mean, I don't know what a plan B could be. I really don't. I mean, we can't go out the back because we can't go over the sand.
I guess our only other option would be to go... We have seen them go out the back, and they make these cantilevers off the back, and that's pretty intrusive, I think, into the house for what it would cost you to put. I mean, you almost have to build the house with that in mind. To slide the beams all the way in. So I know you don't have to. I mean, I'm in construction. I plan on building. But, you know, it can be done. For sure. But that being said, I mean...
Well, isn't a portion of what you're proposing going to be in the rear yard right now?
Small portion, yeah.
Small portion.
Yeah, okay, but it's enough that we can put a footer without getting it, without cantilevering.
How wide is that, or how deep is that?
4 foot.
So you can't go further. Four feet to the max before you start hitting the center.
Yeah, we're into the sand right there. Yeah. He probed it a little bit there.
He probed it. Yeah. 4 foot is all we can do. Yes. And that was one of the things, the reason why I consented to buying the house. That was one of the stipulations, was because that's where the back door is. I had to have an egress.
I mean, I guess the only other option would be to have, would be the front. To have the deck, a large enough one, but then we don't have the door in the back.
Then the pump tanks are there.
Put it on the front because you're already...
Put setback. Right.
Yeah.
Well, that would be, a separate variance.
So that's...
Well, you got subject tanks here, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
And that's even more...
That's the problem all the way around.
Yeah. And that's even more of a place where I'm liable to have a problem. If I'm going to have a problem with the septic system, it would be the tanks.
The back of the front door there.
Well, they're right there, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're right there. You can see that from the picture. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, No further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? You want to come, please come forward and be sworn in. You can sit down there for anything.
Oh.
Sir, my guest, you have to, please.
I haven't heard of it for a long time. That's a good sir. I appreciate that.
Can you say the name and address for the record? Where affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Sir.
How you doing? The uniqueness of the property, obviously, Broyhill Hill Beach has 80% of their lots, if you pan out, are 50 by 100 lots. So she knew this going in when she bought the place. Number two, I hate to say it, it's the only place at Broyhill Hill, if you look on Zillow, that is being sold without a deck. And that's why it sold so cheaply. Third, can I walk over here?
Yes, she mentioned that...
you can mark on this screen too.
Okay. She mentioned that she couldn't put it on the other side because she would be staring into somebody else's house. What am I hitting here?
Just take the stylus at the bottom, the panel, and you can...
Okay. My house is number two here. So she would be, if that deck's there, she's staring straight into my privacy. And I also think that Broyhill Hill, you don't want to set this precedent. The houses are so on top of each other as they are now, that if you set this, you're going to have decks everywhere if they're going to be coming for these variances. Kind of like we just saw in Swan Key.
So there's no decks right now?
On her house, no.
Is there any decks right now? Any other dock in there?
Yeah, well, my house, like I said, it's not being picked up. I do have a 10-foot deck, which I built to the setback. To the setback all the way around the back of my lot. So I wouldn't have to ask for a variance. Yep.
Thank you.
Anything, Dave?
I oppose it for everything that I wrote in my letter and also all the questions that you asked her. Just because I want a deck doesn't mean that you should grant a deck inside of a setback. Because I want a lot of things. So, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion? I got a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 11,766 to our next regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion? And Mr. Miller?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calaway, so by vote of 4-0, case number 11,766 is tabled. In our next regular meeting, which will be on the 16th of May. Now, there will be no more testimony because the hearing is closed. You can come if you like, or you
I can come if you like.
Or you can listen to it on the internet if you wish. We're broadcast live on the internet.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Gentlemen, that's all the visit before tonight because Mr. Rickman is not here. So there'll be no discussion regarding the training class. We'd like to be scheduled for the next meeting. Are you going to be out there or not? Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, put this on for May 16th,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, it's not late.
And if it's not late, then put it on, please. Okay. There'll be no other business. Anyone has any or not?